Sick people who have run out of options often seek help at the National Institutes of Health. Its clinical center in Maryland is the largest research hospital in the world. Now, safety concerns have forced one of its most high-profile physicians to stop his experimental treatments. NIH officials say this is part of a larger problem at the clinical center. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
Steven Rosenberg is a rock star in science. He's chief of surgery at the NIH's National Cancer Institute, the guy who treated President Ronald Reagan's colon cancer, and a pioneer in fighting cancer by harnessing a patient's own immune system. Here's him in a recent Ken Burns documentary, telling a man with cancer that his experimental treatment seemed to be working.
When we see this kind of regression at 1 month, it very often continues until everything disappears.
Rosenberg's research has produced dramatic results in dozens of people with metastatic cancer. He takes certain immune cells from their bodies and grows them up into an army of billions of cells. Then he puts those cells back in the body to fight the disease. Francis Collins is director of the NIH.
This is a laboratory that in many ways has been on the very cutting edge of developing what many people consider to be one of the most exciting things that's happening in cancer.
But the lab's work has been halted after an inspection found that it didn't meet safety standards. The concern was that cells could get contaminated in a way that could make people ill.
The good news is that we have no evidence that any patients have been harmed.
But if his lab can no longer produce materials for these trials, what happens to the people who wanted to try this? Is what's been seen worth taking that hope away from them?
Well, you're asking the tough question that we have to wrestle with.
He thinks the lab's deficiencies were significant enough to stop taking new volunteers for now.
Certainly, the motivation here is to find the problems and fix them as quickly as possible.
Last year, fixing problems meant permanently shutting down another NIH facility. It was a pharmaceutical service that made a host of medical products given to people at the clinical center, until inspectors found everything from vials contaminated with a fungus to insects in the lights of clean rooms.
That was, for me, the darkest moment since I've been NIH director, which is now going on 7 years.
The mess is what prompted reviews of about a dozen other NIH facilities that make stuff to put in people. So far, in addition to Rosenberg's lab, work has been halted in a facility at the National Institute of Mental Health. It made imaging agents given to people who were getting PET scans for research studies, mostly healthy volunteers. Beyond checking manufacturing facilities, the NIH has also undertaken a sweeping review of safety at its research hospital. It convened a red team of prominent outside experts, chaired by Norman Augustine, former CEO of Lockheed Martin. Augustine says the NIH is a remarkable place, but the needs of research were sometimes put ahead of safety.
The emphasis on research is so great and on trying to save people's lives that there became a cultural attitude that overshadowed handling some of the details that are important details.
His team made a slew of recommendations for improvements, including an outside board to oversee the clinical center and a new office of compliance. Francis Collins, the director of the NIH, said he would immediately make those changes. Meanwhile, Steven Rosenberg told NPR by email that he totally supports the NIH effort to improve and is working to renovate his facilities as quickly as possible. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.